Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And there's a special event going on in Los Angeles, I think at UCLA this Saturday. It is the Navy SEALs Fitness Challenge. The Navy SEAL Fitness Challenge. See if you can pass the test to become a Navy SEAL. And here to tell us about it is Lieutenant Commander Andy Schreiner. Hey, how are you, sir?
How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, so tell us about this event at UCLA. What's going to go on there, and will people be able to join the SEALs if they pass?
Well, if you're within the age standards and you can get into the Navy, we can talk to you more about it at the challenge. We're certainly not pushing people in that direction. It's more geared towards just to see how people stack up against our physical fitness standards.
Wow. I mean, I imagine it's tough as hell to get into, though. I imagine, you know, to actually pass that physical test has got to be, you got to be in the top 2% of, you know, the nation in strength and endurance.
Imagine what a stud, though, you'd feel like if you went down there and you actually were able to, you know, to actually, you know, kind of equal, for lack of a better term, these Navy SEALs dudes. I mean, can you imagine how impressed your wife or girlfriend would be?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at how many people can actually get close to the standards. It's not undoable. It's very achievable, actually.
What are some of the events that they're going to be asked to complete?
The challenge consists of five events. It's a run, a swim, push-ups, pull-ups, and sit-ups.
I'm out.
Right. Swimming is okay. I think Tim and I enjoy the pool maybe once every other year.
Yeah.
But
on a raft.
Yeah, right.
How far do you have to run?
It's a 1.5 mile run.
And what time do you have to do it in?
You know, we just ask that you participate. The run times, a competitive run time would be under 10 minutes.
Okay. And then what about the swim?
A competitive swim time, it's a 500-yard swim, would be, again, under about 10:20.
Wow. Okay. All right. And now, are you currently in the Navy SEALs?
I am, yeah.
Wow.
How long have you been? Now, do we call you Lieutenant Commander or Lieutenant Commander?
Lieutenant Commander.
All right. Lieutenant, yeah. Lieutenant Commander, how long have you been a SEAL?
About 12 years now.
Right. Forgive me. And in the Navy, how long?
12 years. I came in and went right to SEAL training.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
Wow. And were you over in Iraq?
I have been to Iraq. I went to Iraq in 2005.
Is that right? Wow. That is awfully studly of you, buddy. What about pull-ups? How many pull-ups I got to do?
Competitive score would be about 12, minimum of 12.
I might be able to pull that off.
Not for me.
And what were the other ones? Sit-ups was another one?
Sit-ups and push-ups. We're looking for about 80 each. But
over
we
a course of what, a
come
week?
Out and try it. It's certainly not. It's not. Those are not the hard and fast rules.
Right. Okay. So you're going to be in Los Angeles at UCLA, And this is free for everybody. Is that correct?
That's right. All you have to do is go onto the website and sign up for a time.
Now, will you have? Because I'm thinking about guys like me, Lieutenant Commander. Will you have medics standing by?
Yeah, we will, actually. There's EMS on board as well.
All right. Yeah, well, you're going to need three of them just to watch the two of us. All right, so it's this Saturday, and what time does it start? Like 2, 3 in the afternoon so we can sleep in?
It's actually Saturday and Sunday.
It's going to be early. Watch them sleep 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
We're going to start at 8 a.m.
Oh, good. <day. laughs>
And it'll be running in 20-minute heats all the way until about 12:20.
Honest to God, Lieutenant Commander, what type of material are you made of? Are you're human like we are, right?
Absolutely, yeah, we all are. It's you know what it takes is just a lot of heart and a lot of preparation, physical and mental preparation to get through.
All right, now it's free to get in, and the awards are you either get a white shirt, a brown shirt, or a blue shirt. I guess in the case of me and Brian, we'll get like a puke color shirt. For after the swim.
Right. The white shirt just says that you took the challenge. The brown shirt indicates that you're qualified for admission into the SEAL training program, and then a blue shirt says that you're, you know, as fit as a Navy SEAL.
Mm. Wow. All right. So and some people just come right out of the woodwork and get right into a blue shirt.
Absolutely, we see quite a few of them.
Oh, that's pretty neat. And how long was the SEAL training before you became a SEAL?
The initial training is 6 months long, and then we do follow on about a four-month period before somebody actually gets the right to call themselves a Navy SEAL.
And you do that thing where you're like in a motorboat and you have to fall out of it backwards on your back?
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. That's one of them.
Jumping out of a helicopter.
Right. Yep.
Now, may I ask your age, Lieutenant Commander?
I'm 35.
35. You get a lot of chicks being a Navy SEAL?
I'm actually married, but sorry, guys.
Oh. Damn it.
You should have waited till you got out of the SEALs for that, man.
But I bet if you extracted yourself, not that I would recommend this, but if you were to extract yourself from that marriage, you probably could get a lot of chicks, right?
You know, I'm not going to go there.
She must be around.
Yeah, some things are better to not think about.
So the challenge is for ages 13 and up. If you're 13 and older, you can do it, but all participants under the age of 18 will be required to provide parental or guardian consent with no exceptions.
That's right.
All right. How many people are you expecting out there?
We're hoping for between 500 and 700 people. We've got quite a few signed up already.
Oh, excellent. All right. Here's how you sign up, folks. Go to NavySealFitnessChallenge.com. I think it's just SealFitnessChallenge.com is the website. Mm-hmm. SealFitnessChallenge.com is the website. And if you always wanted to, compete and see if you were as fit as a Navy SEAL, you can do that this Saturday and Sunday at UCLA, starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And 8 a.m. on Sunday?
That's right.
Oh, boom. All right, you going to be out there?
I will.
All right, so people can ask for you. They say they heard you on the radio and challenge you. Now, will you challenge some of these guys?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Will you blow a whistle and scream in their face to motivate them?
I'm hoping for that role instead.
Yeah, because that's the role I would want. I mean, you know, throw a hat on, some sunglasses, and really scream in the faces of these dudes.
Yeah, and start calling them, you woman, you wussy.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right, excellent. Thanks for checking in with us, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Lieutenant Commander Andy Schreiner, everybody. Get on out there Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
To UCLA. And you can register by going to SealFitnessChallenge.com and see if you're as fit as one of these SEALs, man.
Yeah, can you imagine how studly, you'd feel if you actually, were as physically fit as these guys? I mean, you'd tell everybody.
Yeah. Now, you think you could do that?
No.
Run 1.5 miles, swim 500 yards, 12 pull-ups, 80 sit-ups, and 80 push-ups.
Never, my friend. I never, ever. I would
How many push-ups can you do?
I would actually die trying to do it.
How many push-ups could you do right now?
Maybe one or two.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I bet I could probably do five.
Yeah, I'm not going to try.
Randy Wang, how many push-ups are you good for?
Maybe I could do one. if I tried, maybe I could do 10.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jerry, you're in pretty good shape. How many are you good for in there?
Like 38.
Get out of there. Is that right?
Dude, I could go over and over. It doesn't matter.
Ah, you're so full of crap.
I'll prove it.
Really?
Could you eat more hamburgers right now from McDonald's or do more
push-ups?
What number's higher, the number of hamburgers you could currently eat or the number of push-ups you could do?
Push-ups. I'm Jack LaLanne's. I'm Jack LaLanne incarnate.
That's a hip reference.
All right, a little thick tongue there on Jack LaLanne.
Jesus Christ.
And how about that reference, man? Yeah. Nobody's worked out since Jack LaLanne.
Mm.
Holy Christ.
I mean, he could have at least gone for Body by Jake or something.
Yeah,
Richard Simmons.
Or what's that guy named, the kickboxing?
What's his name?
Billy Blanks.
Yeah, right. Could have gone for him.
Yeah, but no, he's Jack LaLanne. Anybody in this audience, our parents don't know who Jack LaLanne is.
Oh, Bobo.
I think he's still alive, though, isn't he?
Jack LaLanne is alive,
He's like 92, and I remember he swam in San Pedro in the harbor and like pulled a ship or something.
With his teeth. Didn't he pull a truck with his teeth or something?
Yeah, I don't understand people who do that.
No, he's selling juicers now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, in infomercials.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then the other guy's Joe Weider. Did Joe Weider just die? I believe Joe Weider recently died.
Who's Joe Weider?
Joe Weider was, had a very close relationship with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I know, and was a publishing guru.
What's his name again?
Joe Weider.
Joe Weider.
What's his name again?
Joe Weider.
All right, well, get out there to UCLA and sign up for this. It's free. So you don't have to bring any cash with you.
I think it's Joe Weider. I'm 99% sure it is.
And the website, again, SealFitnessChallenge.com. SealFitnessChallenge.com. All right, before we talk to Lieutenant Commander Andy Schreiner. We were heated in a wild debate over politics.
Well, it's Super Tuesday, and people are voting today, and Californians went out and voted. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Californians went out and voted. More than a million Californians voted today.
Are you serious?
Yes. Is that right?
Maybe 2 million. I don't know. Wow. These numbers are pretty high.
All right. Let's talk to a Philip in Los Angeles. Philip, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. This is my first time listening to this show and first-time caller, too. I just have to say, I love this show.
Thank you. Where you been, buddy? How old are you?
I'm 22. Yeah, turned 23 in June.
Now, where have you been? Like what?
What do you listen to?
Yeah, like, what would you listen to before you found us?
Oh, man, I usually have CDs in the car, or once Lycus is done, like, at about 6 o'clock, I usually just turn off the radio and I'm done for the day.
Yeah, you should never do that, and tell your friends not to do that, because after Lycus, we're here every night at 8 o'clock right after Tom. I mean, you know, just...
Yeah, I was like, where have these guys been?
And we've been here.
You must be a pot smoker.
No, I haven't done it in about since last year. I don't remember when.
Nah, come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
Nice. No, I'm serious.
Set it, man.
All right, dude. We're going to give you a prize for listening.
Oh,
give
really?
Something here. I don't know. How about a... nah, he doesn't want that. This is a great prize, dude. A pair of tickets to HBO's Boxing After Dark this Saturday at the Pechanga.
Ooh.
Or Pechanga, ooh, right?
That'd be great.
It's the World of Welterweight Championships, 12 rounds with Paul the Punisher Williams versus El Indio Brian Whitman. Look at that.
No. You must be misreading that. I'm not on
I'm sorry. It's Carlos El Indio Quintana.
Yeah, I'm not on the card this weekend.
All right, go to pechanga.com and get those tickets.
Next weekend I might be on the card.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think in a boxing match, you think you could take Jerry?
Jerry's very angry. So Jerry's anger might give him an advantage
over me.
Over
the top?
But I do have a height and a reach advantage over Jerry and a weight advantage. It might be a competitive match, but I think I could win.
I think you could work him. Because I think, the one punch to the face would get him so angry, he'd start flailing, and then you'd just cover.
I'd have to cover. I'd
for
have
2 minutes,
yep,
and he gets exhausted, and then you punch him in the face.
Yeah,
again.
For a while, I'd have to really strike a defensive posture to guard myself from his unbridled anger.
All right, let's talk to John in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Hey, thanks.
All right,
hey,
man.
I got to kind of put you on blast there, buddy. You said Clinton, Hillary, and Bill's... relationship was private, but don't you think it became a public matter once, that whole scandal came out?
Oh, well, what the point I tried to make is, and perhaps I was unclear.
That's putting me on blast.
The reason, Randy, enough, let me make a point without being in an effing carnival for a second. The caller asked an important question. The point I tried to make is that their marriage... While they are public people, their marriage is a private relationship. You and I are not entitled to all of the details of their private relationship. And when their marriage went through the infidelity that he brought into the marriage and brought upon it, they made a decision to stay together for reasons that are private. I would never expect for them to tell me or you or anybody the specific reasons and the specific conversations they had in determining why they would keep their private marriage and their relationship together. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but it has to do with the name, dude. She wants to keep the name so she can make, keep that power and keep that family going into politics. Don't you agree?
I agree, and this is always my answer. I agree that the Clinton family is just as consumed with political power as the Bush family. Let me tell you about the Bush family, for example. I know it's not wives. It happens to be sons in this case. One's a governor. One was president and vice president of the United States. The other was president for 2 terms. People never talk about George W. Bush, exploiting his family name to run for office.
But he was born in that name. He didn't choose to have that name.
Well, do you honestly believe that when Hillary Clinton in 1975, when she married Bill Clinton, that she got married to him in 1975, predicting that 17 years down the road he'd be elected president of the United States?
Well, she couldn't have foreseen that, but she knows his family had some power when she married into it.
No way. The Clinton family was a very poor family. Bill Clinton grew up a very poor child. He was raised in many ways by his grandparents. Bill Clinton was not born into a political family or a powerful family at all.
Oh, just learned something new. I thought he was.
He was not.
He was not.
Wow.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Take care of yourself, man. There he goes. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. A heated debate about 40 minutes ago with Brian Whitman basically saying that...
Don't do it, Tim.
He wants to have a... You have to have a specific reason why you don't like Hillary Clinton.
No.
Is that right?
You
want to know the reason people dislike Hillary Clinton, if they do.
I don't particularly need to hear these reasons, but if you are one of these people with a disdain for Hillary Clinton, and there are lots of people who really don't like her, I'd love to know why.
All right.
Because I watch her, have seen her, I follow politics pretty closely, I've seen her on television at these town hall meetings like all the other politicians do, and to me... She seems to be, power hungry. Sure, she's a politician, but she seems to be a pretty decent lady. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the disdain or the hatred of her. I don't know where that comes from. I really, honestly, truly don't. Just as I don't understand why people hate George Bush. I see nothing.
I understand both. I understand why people hate Bush, and I understand why people hate Clinton.
I don't understand either.
You don't really don't?
I really don't. Because, you know, people get into politics, I would think, to try to do maybe a little good in the world. And, you know, what happens is, as Bill Clinton once said, we reduce these people, whether it be the current president or Hillary or Bill Clinton, we reduce these people to almost like cartoon characters, like they're not human. And we attribute to them all sorts of, you know, emotions and motives and, you know— We think they're manipulative and all of these things, when in many cases, maybe they're just people who are trying to make a positive change in other people's lives. Mm. I think there are a lot of people who get into government. Why would you go through the scrutiny of an election and having your whole past dredged up?
I think they really like the power more than they like to help people. I really do. I mean, I might be a little cynical.
That's two schools of thought. I mean, you might be right.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A lot of people are interested in these propositions, especially the Indian gaming ones. Those were big, because about every couple of years you see, you know, the sad faces of the Indians who are not getting enough money, and the happy faces of the Indians who are getting a free education and housing. And
how did the Native Americans do this time?
They kicked ass, and I voted for all of them: 94, 95, 96, and 97. And because I think from what I understand, they wanted to make the casinos a little bigger, and the revenue would go to the state of California.
Right.
And I don't care if they tripled the size of every Indian casino.
Right.
I want an open machine.
Right. But, I mean, is there really, I mean, in fairness to the Native Americans, and I love Indian gaming as much as the next guy, I mean, is there really a need? I mean, I can't think.
Oh, there is.
I can't think the last time I was at an Indian casino and I saw a sea of people, you know, 11 deep.
I've seen it.
Waiting for a table to open up.
My wife and I were at, I think it was either Chumash. No. We were down in San Diego. And there wasn't a single machine open.
Really?
Yeah, we walked around the casino for 2 hours and couldn't even find one, even a dollar machine that was open.
Oh, then we need to get some legislation.
Expand it.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. The term limits, it would essentially cut term limits or throw a lot of people out of office up in Sacramento, and that's going to pass by the no vote. The no vote is the good vote on that one.
So that means the... wannabe lifelong politicians will have to pack their bags.
Right. And they tried it very sneaky. They tried to sneak one by.
They did, and they almost fooled me. They called me. I told you they pulled me.
Yeah, because I guess their term limit was 8 years. And this is what I...
Was 6 years for assembly, was it?
Yeah, and they said, all right, we're going to expand it, but cut it off at 20 years. No more after, like, you know, or 18 or whatever. They were going to expand the number of years.
Like,
but
they were being so magnanimous.
Yeah, but pretend it was going to be, you know, a benefit to the state of California.
Right.
And that's going down by 52 to 48%. So that's pretty good. Right direction there. And then the big winner for the Democrats is Hillary Clinton. She has the check mark next to her now. And she beat Barack Obama 54% to 34%, so a 20-point swing there.
Yeah, that's in the state of California. Now, there are many states tonight where Senator Obama has won. So this race is not over yet. I mean, this is a real fierce competition for the Democratic nomination between Senator Barack Obama and Senator Clinton.
And in the Republican race, John McCain won the state of California, and Sam Brownback was second.
No, he wasn't. No. No, that Mitt came in second, right?
Didn't... Oh, I misread that. Yeah, you're right.
Mitt and then...
And then Sam Brownback.
No, then your guy Huckabee.
Huckabee, man.
Huckabee.
And then Rudy Giuliani.
No.
Ron Paul. He got 40,000 votes already, that guy.
Rudy Giuliani, I mean, he's got to be scratching his bald head going...
Yeah, what happened?
I was on top of the world.
And then Sam Brownback, 815 votes.
Well, Mr. Brownback, the senator from Kansas, dropped out of the race months and months and months and months ago. But these ballots are already printed up, so it makes it fun to kind of go in there and sometimes vote for one of these dudes who's been out of it for months.
All right. Matthew in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 Free FM on election night. How are you?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
All right,
long time listener. First time
caller. Oh, thanks, dude.
Listen, I just wanted to comment. First of all, I want to qualify by saying I'm not 100% in the Hillary camp, but the comment that was made earlier before you guys went to one or two breaks ago about Hillary's health care plan and them garnishing our wages to pay for that, I just wanted to kind of throw out there that precedent is already set. We have our wages garnished in the form of taxes on the federal, state, and local levels for services that we may or may not be taking advantage of.
How like about Medicare, for example?
Right. And if you are a homeowner, you pay a school tax, whether or not you're taking advantage of the school system.
Right. Well, let me ask you something. Do we need another one?
You know what? I have a whole lot easier time making sure that 47 million Americans get the health insurance that they need than spending as much as we're spending on the war in Iraq.
Right. I completely understand that.
So,
but do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do.
All right. But if you didn't, let's say you chose not to, you're a pretty healthy guy and you didn't want to pay for health insurance. You wanted a couple more Domino's pizzas a month or, you know, cable. And
right.
You didn't want to spend that money on health care. Do you think it's right for the government to come into your office or your place of work and take that money out of your check?
Well, I think the pure answer is no, I don't think that's right for the government to come in and take our money at all. But they do. And they do it for things that are a lot more objectionable than making sure people have health insurance.
Right. Sure,
right.
But if they're going to continue to do it, then where is the end? When it's all gone?
Well, that's why we have elections every couple of years.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
All right.
I just don't agree with that plan. I mean, listen, I think everybody should have health care. I'm for that. I think that, you know, these hospitals that are going out of business in Southern California are burdened because people mm-hmm. don't have health care. But I think forcing people to pay for it and garnishing their wages is—I just think it's a step too far.
I think that the caller raised an interesting point when he suggested that there are a lot less. I'll add a word to it. There are a lot less honorable things. There are a lot of things that are less honorable for which the government uses our tax money or garnishes our wages than healthcare, you know? Healthcare for 47 million Americans is a lot more honorable a reason to take money out of people's pockets than some of the other shenanigans that government's up to.
Yeah, well, anytime they're going to take money for anything, it's, you know, if they're going to take additional money and additional taxes, I'm against it. And right. So are you.
I don't know that
I... prove it by spending your tax cut.
I don't know that I have... Well, I mean, there are cases could be made. I mean, a case could be made to me for higher taxes for certain reasons. I mean, right when we went to war, Remember when John McCain, he's getting all this criticism now, he didn't vote for the Bush tax cuts because we were a nation at war, and he thought it was irresponsible for a nation at war to pass a tax increase, to pass a tax decrease because we need the money for the war.
Right.
I agreed with that.
But you know what they did in the state of Massachusetts, and it may have been Vermont, I'm not sure who did this, but after the tax cuts were enacted by Congress and the Senate and signed by the President of the United States, the state of either Vermont or Massachusetts, and I'll have to look this up, put a provision in their tax return that if you don't want your taxes to be cut, you check this box and we'll charge you an extra 12% tax. Mm-hmm. And only 12 people in the state went for it.
Right. Check the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, people that complain that that there's tax breaks and then go out and spend the check, I think is a little disingenuous. I don't think that you should be able to comment on how crazy the government is unless you vote.
Sure.
I definitely think that you have a lot. Yeah, you have credibility.
And I think
your argument has credibility if you at least vote.
Yeah, but if you say the tax cuts are killing America and then you use that tax cut of yours to buy a big screen TV, I think there's something odd about that.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk to, how about Paul in Redlands? You're on 97.1.
How you doing?
All right.
I have a really good reason to hate Hillary Clinton.
All right. What do you got?
Well,
she broke up with you?
Exactly. My wife's uncle is a current Secret Service agent. He was in the agency when Clinton was in office, and he was part of the guard detail for Ms. Clinton, and she treated them like absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. These are guys that were pretty much swore their lives to protect her at any cost, and she had them pretty much running around like they were the hired help.
It's interesting that you'd say that. I read, have you read the book called, by Carl Bernstein, called A Woman in Charge, I believe is the name of the book. Have you read that? Book?
I can't say that I have.
It says in that book, and I'm not picking a fight with you at all, it's just interesting that you'd say that because I'm reading that book, and in that book I read just the other evening that during the Clinton years, the White House staff and the Secret Service liked her much more than they liked him. They found him unpresidential. They found him kind of insensitive, sometimes rude, and they found her to be a lot nicer, for lack of a better term. It's in that book, actually.
Well, you know, when you have the lesser of two evils, when the call sign is the Ice Queen is coming, be ready.
All right. You sound like a casual guy, because we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the L.A. Times Travel and Adventure Show. So you can get out there and travel around. It's in the Long Beach Convention Center going on February 9th through the 10th. Go to latimes.com/travel for all the info. There you go. Guy sounds like he likes to travel, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know what it said in that book? It was interesting. It said in that book that Secret Service, they can't clock out for the night, which means the guys can't go to bed until the president goes to bed.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Bill Clinton was a guy who would be up all night playing cards. They said hearts was his game. I've never played hearts. Have you ever played that game?
Yeah,
that he played that game, would play Pinochle, and he would, like, eat, and he would play board games and do crossword puzzles at marathon speed in ink because he's so smart he'd never have to, like, erase anything.
Wow.
So he'd be up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's, like, Secret Service guys standing around. You know, you can't say to the president, you know, it's bedtime, sir. You know, and they're sitting there waiting, when is this guy going to go to sleep? And he would never really give them an indication of when he was going to go to sleep.
And it's a fresh crew in the morning?
Well, and here's the other thing about the morning. In the morning, they had to have, it's all right, Randy, believe me, you're fine. In the morning, they had to have two crews because the point is made in the book that he was insensitive. The night before, he wouldn't tell them if he was going to jog in the morning or not. So they had two crews.
They'd have the running crew?
They'd have guys in jogging suits ready to run with them, and then guys in regular suits ready to go have a breakfast meeting with them. You know? It was really funny.
A nut. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Look, here's why I'm being cruel. Brian Whitman, he's had a stroke.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. It looks like John McCain is a big winner.
Yeah.
And Huckabee is number two in the country with the delegates.
There's no L in that name. It's Mike Huckabee.
Shouldn't he add an L to that name?
Just for comedy's sake?
Huckabee. Johnny Huckabee.
Well, he's the governor of Arkansas. It's kind of interesting. And, you know, he's from Hope, Arkansas, the same place that Clinton's from?
Yeah, I saw that. Super Tuesday, man.
Interesting.
And it looks like Clinton is the big winner tonight.
Well, I was watching some of this. You know, Clinton is ahead. Senator Hillary Clinton is ahead in delegates in the national polls, but Barack Obama won more states today.
But he didn't win the big ones.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, the big ones are New York,
California,
Florida.
Right.
And she's won them all. But he won Illinois.
Yeah, well, he's the senator from Illinois.
There's no S on that?
Well, there is an S. It's just silent.
Who pronounces it that way? I think it's, is it Jesse that does that? Somebody throws an S on there that's pretty good.
Reverend Jackson?
I don't know
Illinois?
If he does it or not. I don't remember who did it, but I remember somebody very, very famous threw an S on there. That was pretty cool. it looks like Clinton it's going to be tough for Obama to come back here, man.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of momentum. I mean, to win that many states, you know, he's a healthy candidate. He's certainly not, his campaign is not anemic. It's not like some of these other guys who even the guys who you thought like wouldn't win anything, like Huckabee.
Right.
Huckabee, I should say. Now you got me saying it. He won five states tonight.
I know, but who's voting for this guy?
West Virginia, Georgia, states like that.
Who are these guys?
They're voting for the Huckster.
It seems like...
Huckamania.
Yeah, well, the Huckamania is over, I believe. And Romney's not doing well either.
No, and he's spending a lot of his own money, too. That's what...
If you look at the national delegates, McCain has 349.
Okay.
Huckabee has 123.
It's Huckabee.
And Romney has 85.
Yeah, see, not good.
Ron Paul, 4.
Not good.
No, it's not good at all.
But here's the good news for Romney. He might not be president, but he's still got like $200 million back, you know, back in Massachusetts, you know, under the mattress.
But if you had $200 million, why would you run for president?
Because, you know,
you think he wants to, he's a do-gooder?
No, I got an answer for you.
More money?
Got an answer for you. The money doesn't give you a buzz anymore.
Oh, that might be true, yeah.
The $200 million
he's like a workaholic. He's got to run a company.
He's got to do something, yeah. He's got to turn something around. The $200 million, I know a guy like him. The $200 million stopped, the buzz has stopped. He can no longer get a buzz off $200 million. So he figures, if I'm leader of the free world, 4 years, I could get a buzz off that. That's why he ran for governor of Massachusetts, probably. The money wasn't enough. He needed a buzz. Okay, I'll live in the governor's mansion. I'll get a buzz off that.
I guess so,
I'll go to the White House. I'll get a buzz off that, you know?
Yeah, they're buzzed with this power. All right, we're going to take a break here, and the John and Jeff show is coming up. We'll talk to those chaps and give you the latest in what happened in California. It looks like Proposition 93, which would throw a lot of guys out of Sacramento, may lose, and so a lot of guys might be packing up their Sacramento ashtrays in a matchbox.
And by the way, I want to commend John and Jeff, both wearing their I Voted sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's Jeff's from last year.
Oh, is that the one from last year?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
By and law, Chicago, Illinois, 70%.
I'll have a Smithix.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the very popular John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey.
Hello, boys.
Hi, guys.
You guys vote today? Look at that.
Yeah, Johnny's got a sticker. Jeff, where's your sticker, Jeff?
You didn't vote.
I didn't vote. Did you guys vote?
Good for you.
Did you vote today?
I voted absentee.
Okay.
For the first time.
And I went and
I
voted.
Usually go down there and mess around with the old ladies, and I'd said F it.
Who are you pulling for?
Nobody inspires me. Nobody. I mean, I voted for McCain just because it was, you know, nobody else I really like, but he doesn't inspire me. Nobody does. As a matter of fact, if it came down to it, I'd probably vote for Obama over McCain.
That's who I voted for, Obama.
Yeah.
Brian?
I voted for Hillary.
Really?
And sure. And
I give you credit for admitting that in public, because a lot of guys wouldn't.
Would you
do
put
that.
A sticker on your car?
No, I wouldn't put a sticker on my car, but why be afraid to admit in public when millions and millions and millions of people will be voting for Hillary Clinton?
That's true. I'm just saying that for you to go public with it is unbelievable. It's a breakthrough in a therapy session because most guys, I think, might vote for Hillary, but they just won't admit it. They'll
say,
oh, I voted for McCain.
Right.
Sure. Especially in the work off. Imagine on a construction site.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that,
and some guy says, I voted for Hillary, he'll never hear the end of it.
Well, you know what?
Especially if his wife voted for McCain.
By the way, you might be wrong if his union supports Hillary, and unions are very overwhelmingly more likely to support a Democrat.
I know, but they will tell people they voted for the union candidate, but in reality...
Or maybe in reality they vote for the union candidate, but then on the site they say they voted for McCain to look good. By the way,
yeah, I voted for the guy.
By the way, Tim said he voted for McCain, but McCain doesn't inspire him. I actually am inspired by John McCain.
I like McCain.
I like McCain. So if it's Hillary versus McCain...
I go with McCain.
I could vote for McCain. I haven't decided yet, but I could vote for McCain against Hillary. I really do respect John McCain.
All right, what's happening on the Big Show tonight, fellas?
Little Super Tuesday exit polling.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. It's John and Jeff coming up next. Conway and Whitman tomorrow right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM.
Smithix.
All right, let's talk to John in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, I got to kind of put you on blast there, buddy. You said Clinton, Hillary, and Bill's relationship was private. But don't you think it became a public matter once, you know, that whole scandal came out?
Oh, well, what the point I tried to make is, and perhaps I was unclear.
That's putting me on blast.
The reason, Randy, enough, let me make a point without you being, without being in an effing carnival for a second.